بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حافظ على 40 ركعات قبل الظهر و40 بعدها حرمه الله على النار. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. حضرت أم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned Allah Ta'ala will make Jahannam haram for the person who safeguards the 4 rakats before the Dhuhr Salah, in other words the 4 sunnat of Dhuhr and the 4 rakats after the Fard of Dhuhr. So in this hadith, Ummu Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated Rasulullah said, Man hafadha, the word hafadha means to safeguard. In other words, he reads it continuously, he protects it, doesn't miss it, does not discard it. The 4 rakats of Dhuhr, Sunnah, before the Fard. This is Sunnah Mu'akkadah. Then this hadith says, وَأَرْبَعٍ بَعْدَهَا After the Fard, we read 2 rakats Sunnah, and then 2 nafil. So many ulama, like Mullah Qari Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he is of the opinion that this 4 rakats mentioned in this hadith after the Fard of Dhuhr is the 2 sunnah to be read and then the 2 nafil. So this is Dhuhr Salah. We're discussing the sunnah of Dhuhr, the importance of reading the sunnah for Dhuhr. And we did the hadith before that also that Rasulullah would read the 4 rakats sunnah of Dhuhr regularly and also the 2 rakats after the Fard and then another 2 nafil for this hadith to gain the benefit of this hadith that Jahannam will become haram upon this person. Allah Ta'ala will not send this person into Jahannam. وَعَنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ سَائِبَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يُصَلِّ 4 بَعْدَ أَنْ تَزُولَ الشَّمْسُ قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ فَقَالَ إِنَّهَا سَاعَةٌ تُفْتَحُ فِيهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يَصْعَدَ لِي فِيهَا عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Abdullah bin Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 4 rakats after midday. And this is after Zawal, after midday, before the Dhuhr Salah. And he mentioned it is a time wherein the doors of the heavens are opened and I therefore like and I prefer that my good deeds ascend at this time. So the doors of the heaven are open at that time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish my good deeds ascend to Allah Ta'ala at that time. Now, difference of opinion, some ulama say that this is referring to the 4 sunnat of Dhuhr. However, the majority of the ulama say, this is not talking about the 4 rakat sunnat of Dhuhr. This is before that even. And this is called Salatu Zawal. In other words, the moment Zawal finishes, now the time of Dhuhr enters. It is permissible to read Salah now only. So when the time enters, before you read your 4 rakat of sunnat of Dhuhr, you read these 4 rakats, and this is the benefit of this 4 rakats, that the doors of the heavens open, and Rasulullah said that I wish that my good deeds ascend at that time, and therefore he read 4 rakats of nafil. So, although some of the ulama and scholars say that this refers to the 4 rakats of sunnat mu'akkada, prior to the Dhuhr Salah, majority of the scholars have the view that this refers to the Salat of Zawal, which Rasulullah SAW mentioned, and he should perform immediately after Zawal. So simple. If Zawal ends at 12, 11 currently, then a person should read this 4 rakats, and then after that is Adhan, and then you read your 4 rakat of Sunnat of Dhuhr. So you read this 4 rakats, if you get the opportunity, it's a great reward. Mothers at home can read it very easily. But for those who are in the masjid or in the musalla, and the moment Dhuhr, the time comes in, in other words, Zawal ends, then you read this 4 rakats, this is in nafil, this is over and above the 4 rakat of sunnat of Dhuhr that you will perform. وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَ عَنْهَا أَنَ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ إِذَا لَمْ يُصَلِّ 4 قَبْلَ الظُّهْرِ صَلَّاهُنَّ بَعْدَهَا رَوَى الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, if he did not perform the 4 rakat sunnat of Dhuhr before the Fard, then he would perform it immediately after the you will read after the fard of Dhuhr. So after the fard of Dhuhr, you read your two sunnat, and then you read the four rakats that you did not read initially. In other words, from these ahadith, we understand that these sunnat are not just sunnat, they are important. They were in the life of Rasulullah, and he would read them regularly. The four rakats sunnat of Dhuhr, and the two rakats after the fard of Dhuhr. If Rasulullah missed the four rakat of sunnat of Dhuhr, perhaps because of time, or he was in Safar and he just came in, it was time for Salah, then he would read it after it. He would read it after the remaining of his Zuhar Salah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, hidayah to make amal, wa afiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi wa bil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdika, wa shadayah.